from WNYC in New York. This is On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is off this week. I'm Bob Garfield. Over the past 14 years, this program has traveled the world. Russia, China, Turkey, Japan, Egypt, Jordan, Israel, Mexico, always exploring the nexus of media and society. But we missed one crucial destination, maybe because it was hidden in plain view.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Delta's pleasure to welcome you to Washington, D.C.
Yes, Washington, D.C., which so resonates in the nation's soul, yet seems so foreign to its people that candidates campaign against it.
We have to fundamentally change how Washington works.
On the other hand, who doesn't love democracy and the Air and Space Museum? So here I am at last to explore the intersecting worlds of government, politics, commerce, and above all, the media we've spent years covering from a distance. But starting with what? Congress? The White House? K Street? You don't get to be a foreign correspondent without knowing who to turn to for the lay of the land.
I have traveled from beyond the Beltway. What can you tell me of this city and its ways?
No comment, sir. I don't grant interviews.
My cab driver doesn't grant interviews, and file that under foreshadowing. As we shall see in a moment, reportorial access can be hard to come by in this city. Occupational hazard. But I have other sources, and I head for one of Washington's most storied and essential institutions. It's noon. As the peal of nearby bells wafts down M Street, the faithful begin filing in for the sacrament of lunch. This is The Palm, a cathedral of influence where power brokers cut deals and $50 stakes under the caricatures of Washington glitterati, living and dead. Barry Goldwater, Al Hunt, Chris Christie, Mark Russell, Henry Kissinger, and 1,100 others.
Bob Woodward and Bernstein wrote all the president's men in the last booth in the back. They'd come here for lunch and write all their little papers down in their notes. That was a big story.
That's the maitre d', Tommy Giacomo, who has greeted the A-list for 41 years. To be recognized by Tommy is to be a player. He reels off a list of the Palm regulars.
James Carville, Mary Madeline, whenever they're in town, they live here, you know, they just love the place. Al Fromm just left. Wolf Blitzer comes in all the time.
Today is wolfless, but no matter. I'm here to meet my fixer, the local guy who can help me make connections, grease wheels, and translate. He is Mark Leibovich, political correspondent for the New York Times Magazine and author of the best-selling This Town, which is kind of like a Washington version of the Hollywood map of the stars, but not their homes. It's where the bodies are buried.
Detroit, they make cars. Milwaukee, they make beer. In Washington, they theoretically make policy and laws, except that they don't.
What they do build here in D.C. is relationships, and not the Dr. Phil kind.
It's me as a lobbyist trying to nurture a relationship with you, a chief of staff for Congressman X or Senator Y. It's, you know, me as a reporter being taken to lunch by some flack who's probably billing some company this because, hey, they have a relationship with Mark, the reporter, and that's worth something. This is not making anything except noise and a lot of people very rich.
The lesson of Leibovich's book is that ambitious people flock to Washington ostensibly to conduct the people's business, but soon focus on their own. Governance becomes an afterthought, or worse, a goose farm for feathering their own nests. And the media are enablers, often participants in the whole sordid economy. I immediately got into the swing of things.
Off the menu, you've got a ribeye blackened slice served over Caesar salad available, and we have a sauteed zucchini with shallots as a vegetable. 3, 4, 5-pound lobsters as well.
I got to ask you, what's the price of a 5-pound lobster?
$130.
$130. Yeah, we'll have the $130 lobster, please.
You know what they say, when in DuPont Circle.
You're in a really good place now, Bob. People come in here, they're going to be impressed, especially when they see what we ordered.
In this hour, we'll explore perception and reality, money and celebrity, and the evolving role of the media in the nation's capital.